Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining with me on the Word Podcast. Well, we start a new endeavor today. A new one, but yet really an old one. We're going to go into a new book of the Bible. We're going to go into 2 Corinthians. We just finished 1 Corinthians. And again, just to set the context, Paul had brought the gospel to the area, the region of Achaia, particularly the city of Corinth, and people believed. And he spent some time with them, and then he pressed on and went on. Then he writes back to them. Well, we have two of those writings, and we call 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. He makes mention of another one that's not in the Scripture. And a lot of times people go, well, why is that? Are we missing something? Did God forget to put something in there? No, nothing of the sort. We have exactly what the Lord wants us to have, okay? It's just that we see that there were several, it's a series of letters, okay? Communication back and forth. Just like we do today. We do it in a more expedited manner, text, email, and the like. So Paul is writing another letter back to them. And so I just want to read the first two verses right here and just sort of think about and cross-reference the first part of the first verse. So listen to what he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints who are throughout Achaia, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, as we've mentioned several times before, the style of writing is a little different. It really makes more sense. They introduce themselves at the beginning and saying, hey, this is Paul writing to you. I do this now when I do certain kind of texts. I'll say, hey, Dale here. Instead of doing what we traditionally do, which is to write a letter, then at the end we sign our name. And so if it's a lengthy letter, somebody might have to flip through a page through to see who's writing them, you know? So if Paul is saying, hey, it's me and Timothy. Here he describes Timothy as his brother. Other places he calls Timothy his son. Both are true, okay? Not son in the flesh, nor brother in the flesh, but in the spirit and in the faith. And what is he doing? Well, he's speaking grace and peace over the recipients. He's saying, hey, I'm writing this to the church of God, the believers, the true believers at Corinth, okay? And, but not only to them, but all the saints who are throughout the entire region. And he speaks grace over them, and he speaks peace, the peace of God, the grace of God, God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. And you see this, and Paul's writing a lot. The fact that it usually, I'm going to go through several of them if time permits. He says, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God. He reminds them that he's an apostle. He's a messenger. He's the one that came to them with the message. And it wasn't through any volition of his own, any decision that he made of his own. It was by the will of God. Okay, by the will of God. And when he says this, Paul, an apostle of Christ by the will of God, this isn't an arrogant statement he's making. It's a pointed reminder that the Lord called me, the Lord sent me there. He makes the same type of statement Romans, in Galatians, in Ephesians, in Colossians, in 2 Timothy, which is really interesting, and in Titus, which is interesting. Why are those last two really interesting? Because these are the ones that were the sons. These are the ones that he was closest with. And Timothy, at the end of his life, he describes himself in great detail like this. And it's nearly like Timothy doesn't know who he is, but he totally knows who he is. Just listen to this. So here it is. Here's Romans 1:1. Paul, a bondservant of Christ, called as an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God. So we learn that he's called. We learn that he's set apart for the gospel of God, and it's by the will of God that we see in 2 Corinthians. In Galatians 1:1, he says this, Paul, an apostle. And then he makes this little parenthetical statement, not sent from men, nor through the agency of man, but through Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. You get so much from that, this little intro right here in Galatians 1:1, that he says, hey, I'm not sent by man. No man decided to do this. Also, not through any agency of man, not through a denominational agency, not through any plan or program of man. It was simply through Jesus Christ and God the Father. God the Father who raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Some more insight into some stuff. In Ephesians 1:1 says this, Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus and who are faithful in Christ Jesus. So it's very similar to what we see here in 2 Corinthians. Let's go to Colossians. Colossians 1:1 says this, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother. A similar kind of thing. He's writing out a letter to the church at Colossus. And then 2 Timothy, Paul's at the end of his life. This is the last thing that he would write to Timothy. He's literally passing the baton to Timothy, and he says this. Let me just read this whole thing. Let me click an extra button here where I can pull it all up. Here it is. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, according to the promise of life in Christ Jesus. Wow. According to the promise of life. Then verse 2, to Timothy, my beloved son, grace and mercy and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. The promise of life? Like, what is that? We'll have to go check that out someday, won't we? So anyway, we see that Paul is greeting in quite similar kind of ways. Let me do the last one, Titus right here. Titus 1:1. Paul, a bondservant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the faith of those chosen of God and the knowledge of truth, which is according to godliness. That's the first verse. And what he does with this Titus thing is he launches. How long is this thing? The first sentence of the letter is four verses long. So listen to this. He's saying, I'm a bondservant of Christ. I'm apostle of Jesus Christ for the faith of those chosen. In other words, I've been sent out for those who are chosen but don't know it yet, and I proclaim this and the knowledge of truth, which is according to godliness. Verse 2, in the hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised long ages ago, but at the proper time manifested even his word in the proclamation with which I was entrusted according to the commandment of God our Savior. To Titus, my true child, in a common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. So he's sitting there proclaiming, hey, I'm a bondservant, I'm an apostle of Christ by the will of God, for the faith of those who are chosen, by the knowledge according to godliness. And there's hope here, the hope of eternal life, which God can't lie. He promised this long ago. But at the proper time, this was going to be manifested. It was manifested in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, I mean, this is how he's starting off the letters to these churches, to the individuals that he knows. He starts off with a proclamation. Don't forget, I've been sent to you by the will of God. Also, don't forget this. His grace be upon you. His peace be upon you. He loves you, and I love you. He says this before he brings word of corrections, before he brings more insight. I think we would do well if we did likewise, don't you? Well, again, I'm Dale. I'll see y'all next episode. Goodbye.